Dublin City Council has paused plans for an all-weather pitch in Ashtown after the Department of Housing recommended the council carry out an environmental impact assessment of artificial pitches on Brent geese in the Dublin area. The council had proposed replacing grass with an astroturf pitch as part of a wider redevelopment of Martin Savage Park. The plans have divided locals and over 2,000 observations were submitted during the public consultation. Helen Donoghue has this report.
This GAA Easter camp had to move location at short notice from Ashtown in Dublin due to a waterlogged pitch.
We started off the camp, the pitches were playable, we were allowed to use them, but it just turned into an absolute mud bath.
Juvenile chairman of Oliver Plunkett's Owen Rua Club is Mark Crystal.
Now we're forced to actually cancel the camp for Martin Savage Park, which is where we want to host the camp, and to pay for an alternative facility in the area.
Ronan Doohan from the club says they want to update facilities at the park and replace one of the grass pitches with an artificial astroturf pitch.
The weather is probably the biggest factor for us at the moment, because more often than not we get a call on a Friday that the pitches are off, and when those pitches are off we then have to go scramble for alternative locations. The club have been advocating for an all-weather facility for 5 years now.
Locals have differing views on plans for an all-weather pitch.
I'm living in the area for 20 years. I think my kids see what other clubs have, being told that you have to play home games away from home in spring and summer and autumn is not good enough.
I'm with the Glens Residents Association. We had major concerns, and primarily on the flooding. Houses have been affected by 3 floods in the last 20 years. They can't get flood insurance.
There's also concern for other park users.
So Brent geese are remarkable birds that are fully protected under Irish and EU law. 90% of this migratory population that comes across the Atlantic of these geese winters in Ireland, and a huge proportion of those are within Dublin.
Niall Hatch is with Birdwatch Ireland.
Well, obviously with all-weather pitches and with the plastic, the removal of the grass from it, that affects the feeding of the geese. And that's an issue for them. Now, there are obviously lots of parks and playing fields around Dublin. The removal of a couple of those probably in the grand scheme of things wouldn't make a huge difference. But I think the problem is the piecemeal approach that's happened. That's not the fault of the club here or of any other clubs or park authorities around Ireland or around Dublin. It really is the lack of a joined-up thinking, a management plan for Dublin and for all of Ireland for this bird. We have to look at their international importance here.
Dublin City Council opened up a public consultation on it.
There were 2,000 submissions to the public consultation.
Dublin Inquirer reporter Leisha Nealon.
Dublin City Council has confirmed it is the largest number of submissions that they've received since records began.
The Department of Housing submitted recommendations as part of this.
The Department of Housing is asking the Council to carry out a comprehensive survey of the geese in the park, and also to look at other applications, similar applications, to convert playing pitches to astroturf as well.
Dublin City Council says it has now withdrawn the current Part 8 proposal pending consideration of recommendations in that submission. Mark Crystal of St Oliver Plunkett's GAA says they're disappointed.
It's huge frustration, huge anger. We've been working at this for a large number of years, and it just seems that we're now stuck in another vacuum and another period where we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know when it's going to develop, and all the time we're trying to maintain the activities that the club provide for our kids.
Niall Hatch says the wider issue needs to be tackled.
It needs to be, how do we as a city here in Dublin manage these bird populations? How can we make sure they're protected, and that there's also scope then for all the human activities so that we can all live peacefully side by side?
For locals, there's uncertainty as to what will happen next.
In terms of Brent geese and things like that, I mean, Brent geese have got Phoenix Park up the road. They've got greenfield sites, you know, half a mile up the road there. You look at all the greenfield sites that have been covered by apartments, just a stone's throw from these pitches. Brent geese weren't a consideration then. Why they would be now at this point in this process, and by the way, Brent geese can still land here. There's plenty of green space for them to land in. So I think the issues can be addressed.
Well, it's a sigh of relief, to be honest with you, that it is on hold. I live in Glendu Park there, and my house is being flooded, so I have serious concerns about this development right from the start. Since this whole thing was mooted, like, we've been running on anxiety, to be honest with you, because you don't know what's coming at you. Geese can fly away at the end of the season. We're living with it for the rest of our days.
Local residents close to Martin Savage Park there. Ending that report by Helen Donoghue. Dublin City Council told us a report on the plans will be brought to councillors later this year, as well as a timeline for progressing plans for the redevelopment of Martin Savage Park.